Cowboys feel, just getting quite a few carries?
It felt good to see that, you know, my fundamentals came along from last year to this year. So that's pretty much what I'm working on, is that fundamental part and technique and staying sound. You know.
Anything in particular there? I mean, just as
far as, like, especially the blitz pickup, you know, staying on that technique that coach teaches us to help us, especially as a small back, you know, trying to pick up guys that's 50 and almost 70 pounds more than me. But that technique can get me a long way, and I'm just trying to hone in on that right now.
Do you have to approach that any differently, blitz pickup and blocking versus, you know, bigger back like Adrian or anybody else?
Yeah, I think I do. I mean, I can use my leverage, my size, to stay up underneath, you know, the defender. And I think that helps me a lot more. And it kind of backs them off for at least a split second to give the quarterback enough time.
How do you feel Taylor Heinicke did the other night? I mean, he came in, you got the go-ahead touchdown early in the fourth, and then he came back in and you got that clinching touchdown.
Right. I'm really not a quarterback expert, but I know from what I'm seeing, he did pretty good. And, you know, the coaches tell him what he needs to do. So, in my eyes, he did great, but, you know, I'm not the coach or the expert, so.
Has this preseason been a little bit of a relief to you to see some of the success that you've had just trying to catch on and make a roster spot?
I wouldn't necessarily say relief, but it has been one of those things that I pay close attention to what coach is saying now more than getting down on it last year, taking a criticism and fixing it immediately. So.
Why do you think you've been able to find a little bit more with the running lanes than some of the other backs in the preseason?
Understanding my blockers. You know, I'm not comparing myself to the other backs, but, you know, I try to focus on understanding who I have blocking and who they're blocking. So I can, like, kind of get a pre-snap read of what can get me to where I need to be and what can get me positive yards.
How does the thinking differ, you know, this preseason versus last year? I mean, just being able to go out and play without having so much going through your head?
I allow myself to think and practice more. When I get in the game, that allows me to just play. You know, I think a lot when I'm out here in practice and in the film room, and even when I'm in the hotel back at Town Place, just going through the film and just thinking a lot more there, and then just getting out on the field, just playing.
Is this the toughest week for an NFL player?
This week? Yeah, man. You don't know where you're going to end up. And it's just like, you know, that, you know, cutting is in the back of your mind, but last year helped me with this year. I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just focusing on the day at hand right now. So.
Do you get
opening cut? Do you feel like you've done enough to maybe make a roster somewhere?
That's never enough, man. You can never have enough. You just got to finish where you left off and just keep building on it.
Do you like the tape you've put together here if that does happen?
I like it, but I'm never satisfied. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those fundamental things where you have to continue to climb and progress as you keep going through the season, and I'm still young in the league.
What's the top thing you've improved since last year?
Thinking. Like I said, I was thinking a little bit too much when I got on the field, trying to be assignment perfect, trying to make the team. So I did a lot of my thinking. I said I was going to do a lot of my thinking off the field.
But physically?
Physically, I would say blitz pickup, you know, back to those techniques and fundamentals. I see that I was using a lot of the techniques that we use in practice and carrying them onto the field, and it's helped me a lot.
When you see a guy like Joe Banyard already get cut, does that show how deep you guys are at running back right there?
It just shows that this league is unpredictable. You know, Joe's a great guy, and he was great on special teams, great. And everything that he did, he was fundamentally sound. But that goes to show you that you can never be satisfied, you know, back to this question, that you just have to keep going and focus on the day that you're in, not versus tomorrow.